Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, March 15th. In today's episode, Congress demands freezing unconstitutional electoral bonds donation. The Supreme Court refuses to stay appointment of two new election commissioners. POXO case against B.S. Yedurappa and the Russian presidential elections. First up, the Congress party has demanded a high-level Supreme Court-appointed special investigation to look into the alleged quid pro quo or donations under pressure angle in the electoral bonds case. The remarks come after the Election Commission published a list of electoral bonds donors and funds received by political parties since 2019. The total amount donated is ₹12,156 crore between April 2019 and February 2024. In this list, the top recipients are BJP with ₹6,061 crore donations, Trinamool Congress at second with ₹1,610 crore, and the Indian National Congress at third with ₹1,422 crores. In a press conference today, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, and I quote, "It has been exposed by the Supreme Court how the BJP made money from these bonds. 50% donations BJP got. Congress got only 11%. There are many dubious donors. People who donated are either involved in ED or IT raids. The agencies raided their house and the BJP made these people give them more donations," unquote. He added, Congress has one-third of the vote share in the country, but only 11% of the donations. He says it can only be explained by these alleged forced donations or a quid pro quo, where a company may have benefited in some way from the government. Quote, "We are worried if you pressurize people, they will naturally donate. On a level playing field, they will donate out of their free will. This here is harassment," unquote. While Congress leader Ajay Makan, addressing the frozen bank accounts of Congress, said, and I quote, "If the Supreme Court has deemed electoral bonds unconstitutional, then all funding received by the party must be frozen and not be allowed to used in elections. Congress got money from workers and students, and income tax froze our accounts based on a seven-year-old case. Freeze their accounts. The worry is not for Congress, but for democracy," unquote. Mr. Kharge added that ₹300 crore of Congress money is frozen while BJP got more than 6,000 crores. Quote, "There is no level playing ground. We demand an inquiry at the highest level. Unless the truth comes out, their accounts should be frozen," unquote. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today came down hard on the State Bank of India for not sharing the complete data on electoral bonds. The list of donors and parties was submitted separately. However, the court wrapped SBI to also submit poll bond numbers. The bond numbers are unique identifiers for each electoral bond. It would help establish the link between donors and the beneficiary political party. And next, the Supreme Court today refused to put a hold on the appointment of the two new election commissioners, Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, whose names were finalized yesterday, though the court will hear the matter next on Thursday. Former IAS officers Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu has been picked by a selection committee headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The vacancies had come up in the Election Commission after the retirement of Anoop Chandra Pandey on February 14th and sudden resignation of Arun Goyal on March 8th. Before the elevation of the two new commissioners, Congress leader Jaya Thakur, the Association of Democratic Reforms and others had challenged the constitutionality of various provisions of the Chief Election Commissioner and Other Election Commissioners Act 2023. The petitioners demanded the inclusion of Chief Justice of India on the selection panel, as instructed by the top court in 2023. However, the act passed in the same year did not include the Chief Justice of India and currently has the Prime Minister, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and the Leader of the Opposition, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary. In other Election Commission news, Lok Sabha poll dates will be announced tomorrow at 3 p.m., the poll body notified today. It will also announce dates for some state assemblies. Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim, Haryana and Maharashtra will all go into elections this year. The Supreme Court of India also asked the central government to hold assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir by September 30, 2024. And next, former Karnataka Chief Minister and BJP leader B.S. Yedurappa has rubbished sexual assault allegations against him and questioned the timing of the FIR. Mr. Yedurappa has been charged under the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences or POXO Act over allegations of sexually harassing a 17-year-old based on an FIR by her mother. According to police sources, the girl has alleged she was assaulted on February 2nd when she and her mother visited the 81-year-old leader to seek assistance in a cheating case. According to the FIR, the BJP leader allegedly sexually assaulted the girl after calling her into a room. Addressing the media, Mr. Yedurappa questioned the complaint's timing. He said, and I quote, "I helped the complainant financially. The timing is questionable since the FIR comes just days ahead of the polls." Unquote. Additionally, he accused the mother and daughter of filing over 50 complaints in the past. A list by Mr. Yedurappa's office showed 53 complaints filed by them earlier. Breaking from breaking news, if you travel without a ticket in Mumbai local trains, be aware. Batman is watching you. According to several news reports, the Batman team, which stands for Be Aware, TTE Manning at Night, commenced their patrolling on March 11th. So far, around 2,500 ticketless passengers have faced the consequences, resulting in a revenue gain of approximately ₹6.5 lakh for the railway. The Batman squad will also keep general vigilance at night to ensure safety at stations, especially for women. Now back to news. As Russia goes into election mode with partial internet bans, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry called voting for Russia's presidential election, which is also being held in Ukraine's occupied territories, illegal and void. The ministry also called on its international partners not to recognize the results. It's been more than 2 years since the Russia-Ukraine war started. In its statement, Ukraine said the electoral campaign on Russia-occupied territories showed Moscow demonstrated, quote, "continued flagrant disregard for international law norms and principles," unquote. Meanwhile, Russian authorities are reportedly increasing internet censorship for the presidential election that is set to ensure current President Vladimir Putin's rule until at least 2030. In an interview with New York Times, Executive Director of the Internet Protection Society, Mikhail Klimarev said, and I quote, "Russia has reached a new level of blocking in the last 6 months," unquote. According to the report, Russia has taken cues from China, where the internet is heavily restricted and social media is closely monitored. Internet censorship is not new in Russia. It is reportedly used to keep protesters and opponents in check. And after the death of Alexei Navalny, one of Putin's fiercest critics, the state has allegedly cracked down on any sounds of dissent. Some have tried to raise concerns that the death could have been a political assassination. And lastly, Johns Hopkins University may have a way to drastically reduce tumor size for a certain type of brain cancer. For decades, the diagnosis of glioblastoma, an aggressive, hard-to-treat cancer in the brain, has been a death sentence for patients. According to CNN, but the university's experimental therapy can reprogram a person's own immune cells to attack these tumors, and it's showing some exciting promise. In the CAR T therapy, they can program a person's natural T cell, a part of the immune system, to target the glioblastoma. In the experiment, tumor sizes shrunk as quickly as within 24 hours. Notably, it does not remove or kill the cancer cells permanently. Many patients' tumors did return. But the size reduction can be a game changer. One reason for high fatality in glioblastomas is their size, and the locations are often inoperable. If they can be reduced for longer, more therapeutic avenues can open up. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV. Your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.